get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Here at Eastwood Field in Niles, Ohio, State College Spikes finishing off the opening series of the second half. They'll have an off day on the schedule tomorrow and then be back home Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. 6:35 games Tuesday and Wednesday. Daily value promotions in vogue. With Walking Taco Tuesday, Glizzy and Wine Wednesday. But not only that, Thursday is a 12:05 p.m. game. It's a special Super Splash Day game, the only scheduled day game of the season for the Spikes. Frederick Keyes will be the opponent for all three games. Tickets are available now at statecollegespikes.com. Cooper Hext, Will Jewell, Cam Buford leading it off for the Spikes here in the first inning, facing Mahoning Valley right-hander Joey Butts. Out of Huntington University in Huntington, Indiana, an NAIA school. He last played collegiately in 2023, five seasons there. In the 2023 campaign, a 3-2 record, a 3.67 ERA in 34 and a third innings, nine appearances, six starts, one complete game. And in those 34 and a third innings, he allowed 24 hits, 16 runs, 14 earned, 42 strikeouts to 12 walks. His first pitch of the day, a breaking ball low for ball one. Cooper Hext, who had three hits last night, a single, double, and a triple, swings with a 1-0 pitch, lofted to shallow left, taken by the shortstop Jake Allgaier, and there he is, one away. Today's first pitch at 2:05 p.m., brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO, and the red carpet is always out for Spike season ticket holders and those delivering the first pitches at Medler Field at Lebrano Park during each home game. 23 home games remaining on the 2024 home slate. First pitch to Will Jewell, high and away. Left-handed hitting left fielder takes a strike, breaking ball over the inner half. Jewell out of Houston Christian University. Clutch single in the ninth last night with two outs, prolonged the inning, helped open the door to the Spikes' five-run flurry that gave them the victory, and a swing and a miss there, one and two the count. Fastball at 88 from Butts, and now the breaking ball lifted foul down the right side, skips toward the picnic area here at Eastwood Field. Count still one and two. Cam Buford waiting in the on-deck circle. And the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball high. 2-2 the count. Austin Ball, Knox Preston, Caleb Hill in the 4-5-6 spots. T.J. Pound, Grant Norris, and Manny Jackson round out the order for the Spikes. Of course, Norris, a familiar name from his time with Penn State. The Nittany Lions, of course, playing in the springtime at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The Spikes in the summertime. It has been a great arrangement since 2006, and even more great things ahead for both the Spikes and Penn State baseball at the new-look Medler Field at Lebrano Park. 2-2 to Jewell. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike three, and that's the first strikeout for Joey Butts this afternoon. Two down in the top of the first, and here is Cam Buford. Buford, playing third base, made his debut with the Spikes on Friday night. In his first two games, 2-for-7 at the plate. A .375 on base percentage, a stolen base to his credit as well, and he fouls it back to the screen, 0-1. Spikes in their navy blue jerseys today. Ribbon S logo on the left breast pocket, gold numerals outlined in red on the lower right, also gold numerals with a red outline on the back. Buford pounds it foul, third base side, 0-2 the count. Gray pants for the Spikes, a blue stripe running down the side, and the navy blue caps with the deer head on the front. Can pick those up at Off the Rack Outfitters, the official team store of the Spikes, at the ballpark or online at statecollegespikes.com. And the 0-2 fouled away again to the right side. Three pitches, three fouls so far for Cam Buford. Tim Battle, Spikes manager, coaching at third. Jared Brown coaching at first. The pitching coach filling in at first for this opening series, but there will be help on the way for the Spikes coming up this week. New hitting coach to be named very soon, and certainly a great connection for the MLB Draft League. Pitch low for a ball, 1-2 to Buford. Now the breaking ball bounced down the third baseline, goes foul again. Seems like Cam is very nearly on Butts' rhythm right now. Butts has gone with the curveball in the low 70s, the slider high 70s, low 80s. And his four-seam fastball has been at 88-89 here, the first three batters of the game, the 1-2. That's the fastball. That's upstairs for ball two. No score here. Just underway. Two gone. Bases empty top of the first. Hazy clouds above us, but certainly nothing threatening as the fastball high and away for ball three to Buford. Full count, two down. Butts gets the sign, the windup, and the righty deals. Grounder left side, back into by a sliding Allgaier in the hole at shortstop. Bouncing throw to first in time. That's a nice play by Jake Allgaier, and the inning is over. Spikes go down in order in the top of the first. Jackie Robinson, the left-hander, gets the ball for the Spikes in the bottom half. No score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Jackie Robinson, given name Jackson, out of Edmond, Oklahoma, Austin Peay University. 6 foot, 195-pound left-hander, making his second appearance of the year for the Spikes, 24 years of age. Robinson, a bullpen-led game today. He will be the first one on the mound. We don't expect a lengthy outing out of him, but see how long he goes as Jake Allgaier, Blake McRae, and Kota Suzuki start off against him here in the bottom of the first inning in a scoreless game. And the first pitch from Robinson, a breaking ball for a strike on the inside corner. The slider from Jack. 0-1 the count. Abbreviated windup and the pitch. And here's a tapper to the right side. Charging in Norris, second baseman, gloves it, flips it with the backhand on the ball at first. In time, one away. Matty Jackson doing the catching for the Spikes today. Austin Ball at first. Grant Norris playing at second, his third different infield position since joining the club at the outset of the second half. T.J. Pound is at shortstop. Cam Buford is at third. And the outfield is Will Jewell in left, Cooper Hext in center, and Caleb Hill in right. Here's Blake McRae now. McRae, 364 batting average, 4 of 11 at the plate, with two runs knocked in, a .500 on base percentage in the first three games of the season. Takes ball one low, slider from Robinson. Wind up in the lefty deals. Fastball missed down and in. 2-0 the count. Scrappers in their white jerseys tonight. Navy blue numerals on the back. Outlined in maroon, blue numerals, outlined in maroon on the front, bottom left. Here's a pop-up right side of the infield. First baseman Ball takes charge, and Austin puts it away quickly. Two gone here. In the first inning, just five pitches needed for Jackie Robinson to dispense with the first two batters. Scrappers Wordmark logo, by the way, on the front, wearing their navy blue caps with the interlocking, or rather the scrappy logo animation on the front. White pants for the Scrappers as well. And here's a bouncer foul, first base side, off the bat of Kota Suzuki, a native of Japan but played college ball 2 years at Hawaii Pacific. Did not play in last night's game. In the second half opener, he went 3-for-6 with a grand slam homer, a double, and 5 runs batted in total. He went 0-for on Friday night but also knocked in a run at that in that game as well. So 6 RBIs total. To start this season, he takes a curveball for a strike on the inner half. Now the 0-2, fastball high and away. 1-2. Our umpires today, Donald O'Brien behind the plate. Todd Odell is at first base. Nathan Hoverston at third. 1-2. And this one lifted in the air, left center field, but coming on and diving forward to make the catch is Will Jewell for the final out of the inning. Put a star next to that one. Tremendous play by Houston Christian's own Will Jewell. 3 up, 3 down on both sides in the first inning. We go to the second. No score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
First pitch of the second inning is low for a ball to Austin Ball. Next offering outside 2-0. Austin Ball with a 364 average in his first three games. Three doubles, a home run, and four RBIs. Fouls it into the seats, and cool as can be, a fan about midway up the upper section of seats just to our left behind home just snags it barehanded. Just kicking back on a Sunday afternoon as the 2-1 breaking ball bounces away from catcher Matt Rivera. 3-1 the count. Scoreless here in the top of the second. Joey Butts into the windup, and the right-hander delivers. In tight ball, four to ball, and the Shippensburg product is the first base runner for either side. Defensively for the Scrappers, again, Matt Rivera doing the catching today. Chan Young Lee is at first. Jake Sukata is at second. Jake Allgaier at short. Drew Holderbach is at third. Outfield is Blake McRae in left, Isaac Williams in center, Kota Suzuki in right. And Bunts to the plate. First pitch to Knox Preston. Upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Ball leads off first. The pitch that is popped up behind home. 1-1 the count. Here at Eastwood Field, game time temperature today, 80 degrees. Very little wind right now as the pitch outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Bunts with a throw to first, nearly wide, but Lee able to extend out the left arm and snare that one. 2-1 the count, just keeping an eye on Ball. We'll see if Tim Battle gives the green light to Austin Ball here. Nope, pitch outside for a ball. 3-1, of course, the capability is there up and down the lineup. Tim Battle wants to be as aggressive as he can be on the base paths once again. Still being smart, but keeping the aggression level high, putting pressure on the opposing team's defense here in the second half, just as the Spikes did in the first. And the pitch is high for ball four, and Preston draws the second consecutive walk to open up the second inning. Spikes with a pair of runners on for Caleb Hill, right fielder out of UTSA. Last night, Hill entered the game in the seventh inning, but came up and bounced a single up the middle that ended up scoring two runs. He was 1-for-2 last night. He is 2-for-9 at the plate overall as a Spike. And has those two RBIs to his credit, 300 on base percentage. And the pitch. And Hill shows bunt, draws it back, pitch high for a ball. Again, you're also going to see a lot more bunting here from the Spikes in the second half. Moving up the runners. Heck, even Cam Buford was called upon to bunt last night in the ninth inning when tying run and leadoff man Austin Ball reached on a walk. The 1-0, this one is swung on instead. Lifted in the air, left field, going back for it. Shortstop Allgaier reaches out and makes the catch. McRae was coming forward, but it's Allgaier retreating who had the better angle on it, and he's able to snag it. Ball stays at second, Preston at first. And with one gone, here is T.J. Pound, the shortstop out of Grayson College, Dallas College, Richland, Incarnate Word, Pound. Walked to prolong the ninth inning last night, an inning in which the Spikes scored five runs to notch their first victory of the year, at least in the second half, of course. The College actually placed second in the first half of the season, with a record of 19-16, 5.5 games back of Williamsport. Yeah. But, of course, the Spikes, the only team in the league to play all of its scheduled games in the first half. Pitch for a strike. Curveball over the outer edge. 1-1 the count. Next offering to Pound. A fastball missed low. Pound, 6 foot, 195 pounds, 22 years of age, just turned 22 last Friday. Native of Burleson, Texas, in the 2-1. Breaking ball low, 3-1 the count. Butts has already walked Austin Ball and Knox Preston in this frame. Middle infield at double play depth. Scrappers did turn two on the ground once last night. 3-1, swing and a miss. Went after the low fastball, and it's a full count. Pound levels the bat. Butts sets, looks to second, the 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. And Butts comes back to record his second strikeout of the day. Ball still at second, Preston still at first, and now Penn State's own Grant Norris, a native of Somerset, steps in. Norris is 3-for-12 at the plate in the first three games of the year, has an RBI and a walk to his credit, a .308 on base percentage, and the pitch, a breaking ball down and away. 1-0 the count. Here's the set. A look to second, a 1-0. Outside for a ball, 2-0. No score here in the top of the second inning. Two walks for the Spikes in this inning. The lone base runners so far. American flag just barely moving in right center field. The Ohio State flag not moving at all. And the pitch fouled back. Two balls and a strike. Here's the set and the 2-1. That's fouled back to the screen. 2-2 the count. Runners take their leads off first and second. Butts out of the stretch. That's fouled back to the screen. A fastball at 88. Still 2-2. Tuesday night, Spikes back home at 6:35 p.m., taking on the Frederick Keys, first home game in 10 days for the Spikes. You can be part of all the fun of Walking Taco Tuesday, half-price walking tacos at the Salsa concession stand all game long. 2-2 pitch, foul back to the screen once again. Also, half-price Miller Lite and Coors Light drafts from 5:30 to 7:30. And Festivus in July as well on Tuesday. Tickets are available now, statecollegespikes.com. Also available at the Spikes Ticket Office, open 9 to 5 tomorrow, 9 a.m. to the end of the game Tuesday. Available by phone at 814-272-1711. Here's a fly ball to left field. McCray on for it, makes the catch, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base at the end of an inning and a half. No score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Bottom half of the second inning. Chang-Yun Lee, Drew Holderbach, Zach Ketterman. 4-5-6 hitters due up for the Scrappers. Jackie Robinson setting Mahoning Valley down in order in the first. Finishing with a diving catch by Will Jewell in left field. And here is Chang-Yun Lee coming to the Scrappers from the Samsung Lions in the Korean Baseball Organization. And in the KBO, it's pretty much companies sponsoring each team, so that's why that is the name. It is one and the same as the maker of TVs and other electronics. Breaking ball outside, 1-1 to Lee. Last night, Chang-Yun Lee 1-for-3 at the plate with a walk. And the fastball high and away, 2-1 the count for the season. Lee batting 300 with a 462 on base percentage, a double, a homer, two RBIs. And the pitch, fastball outside, 3-1 the count. Of course, for many of these players, their season so far comprises three games entering today. 3-1, breaking ball and a called strike. Slider loops over the inside corner. Mahoning Valley, in fact, with no holdovers from the first half Scrappers on this second half squad. And here's a liner to left field. A base hit is the first one of the day. For either side, Lee takes the turn at first, holds there. And Chang-Yun Lee with an a line drive single to left. And here is Drew Holderbach now. Holderbach, the third baseman, was 1-for-3 with an RBI and a walk last night. He also stole a base. He actually brought in the go-ahead run from Mahoning Valley in the seventh inning, punching a ball to the back of the infield as infield was playing up with a runner on third, nobody out. So a smart hitter is he. Out of Appalachian State, and this one tagged toward left field, turning around, Jewell leaping at the wall, but it is gone. Over the 8-foot-high portion just to the right of the bullpen, a two-run homer for Drew Holderbach. And it's now a 2-0 lead for the Scrappers. Spikes have had to play from behind in every game of this series. And for Holderbach, his first home run as a Scrapper, now with four RBIs total. Left the yard at 94 miles an hour, a 355-foot shot. It'll bring Zach Ketterman to the plate. 1-for-8 with a pair of RBIs in this series, 364 on base percentage when you factor two walks in, and time hit by a pitch. He takes a strike, fastball nicking the outer edge. Now the 0-1 to Ketterman, foul back to the screen, 0-2. Fence is only 4 foot high in front of the bullpens in left and right. Spikes down the left field line. Scrappers down the right. But it does rise to 8 foot high, and that's where Jewell was trying to leap, time it up. Could not get a beat on it, though, as it carried over the mitt. The 1-2 tapped foul behind the plate. 330 feet down the lines here. 405 to dead center. 375 to the gaps in left and right center. Symmetrical dimensions here at Eastwood Field, which is also used by Youngstown State's baseball team. The 1-2 high and away, 2-2 the count. Many high school games also take place on this field. And in addition to Youngstown State, some other smaller colleges sometimes will use this facility. 2-2. Fastball outside, 3-2 the count. Stadium opened up in 1999. Underwent some renovations in 2018. Popped up, third base side, into foul territory goes Cam Buford. He makes the catch on the infield dirt on the foul side. And there's one away. Good job by Jackie Robinson, just getting right back to it after giving up the home run. Here's Isaac Williams now, center fielder today. He went 1-for-4 yesterday. He's been in the outfield. He's also served as a DH for the Scrappers in this series. 3-for-12 in the trio of games entering today with a double and two runs knocked in. He pops it up, first base side, foul territory. Jackson going after it, but this will come along to the netting above the Mahoning Valley dugout first base side. Oh, boy, I had to pick up the chair and clear out of the way. 0-1 the count. Lights not on here. Probably will not be needed today with our afternoon start. Here's the 0-1. Fastball just missed inside. Evens it up. But the tree line surrounding the outfield. Of course, behind us, Eastwood Mall property. One of the largest mall properties in North America. Pop up on the infield, middle infield. Shortstop TJ Pound calls for it. Makes the catch on the grass in front of second base. And there are two away. Well, Robinson so far, four outs against him, four outs recorded rather, through the air, but three of them have been pop-ups. And here is Jake Cicada, the second baseman. He is 2-for-5 at the plate with three walks. He has a double as well. And he fouls it into the mitt of Jackson, 0-1. 2-0 Mahoning Valley on the Holderbach homer. And the 0-1 pitch to Cicada. Chopped off the plate, right side of the infield. Norris charges in, gloves it, throw on the run to first. Dug out by ball in time, and the inning is over. So Jackie Robinson shakes off the two-run homer by Holderbach to notch the next three outs in a row. Two hits total in the inning. Nobody left on base. 2-0 Mahoning Valley as we go to the third on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Into the third inning, and Manny Jackson sends this one to right field, but a leaping grab at the warning track by Kota Suzuki. One pitch, one out here in the third, wasting no time getting underway today on getaway day at Eastwood Field. 100 miles an hour off the bat, but Suzuki had it sized up well. And just a four-foot-high wall in front of the bullpen there. 330 feet down the right field line, but Suzuki now with three games under his belt, this being the fourth, able to handle it. Cooper Hext was a home run shy of the cycle last night. He is 0-for-1 today with a pop out to short. He takes ball one outside. Next offering from Joey Bunts, the right-hander, breaking ball, and the curveball's a strike just above the knees, 1-1. Next offering from the right-hander. Upstairs, ball two. 2-0 Mahoning Valley here in the top of the third. This is the fourth game of a four-game series to open up the second half. Mahoning Valley took the first two. Spikes won it last night in comeback fashion. Pop up, foul ground, third base side. Coming over for it. Holderbach of the warning track makes the catch. And there are two down in the top of the third. That'll bring Will Jewell to the plate. The left fielder 0-for-1. With a strikeout. As we remind you, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. First pitch to Jewell. Breaking ball low, and it escapes the mitt of Rivera, but simply ball one, nobody on base. Jewell struck out in his first plate appearance today. The 1-0. Curveball tumbles in for a strike, 1-1. Butts with the pitch, and that is sent toward right field as well, but playable for Suzuki, who ranges to his right, makes the grab. Just like that, top of the third inning is over. Nothing across for the Spikes. We go to the bottom of the third, 2-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Third inning, 2-0 Mahoning Valley. It's Matt Rivera, Jake Allgaier, and Blake McCray. The 9-1 and 2 batters due up for the Scrappers here against lefty Jackie Robinson, who has needed just 29 pitches to get through the first two innings. And his first delivery here in the third is outside for a ball. Slider missed. Rivera serving as the catcher for his third different appearance in this series. He is one of two catchers on the staff for Mahoning Valley, but the other catcher is Dre Dirksen, who left due to an apparent injury last night in the seventh inning. 1-1, and Rivera swings and misses. So Rivera replaced him, went the rest of the way in the final three innings, did draw a walk in his lone plate appearance. He was 1-for-2 with a double, a sac fly, and a walk on Friday night, as he lines this one foul down the right field line. It ricochets off the tarp. Picked up by Caleb Hill, who just flip it into the Mahoning Valley bullpen with that short fence. 1-2. Rivera in the right-handed batter's box. And the pitch, that's lifted in the air. Right field, playable, however, for Caleb Hill. Just shy of the warning track, makes the catch. One down. And it's ironic, he makes that catch in front of the Robinson number 42. And Jackie Robinson on the mound for the Spikes. He is Caucasian. The lefty out of Austin Peay says he's always been called Jackie. His full given name is Jackson, but he's always been Jackie Robinson. And I have to ask him if that particular name, especially in this sport, creates any added weight for him that he has to carry to perform up to that Hall of Fame level. So far, he's done pretty well today, just giving up two hits, including the home run to Holderbach. 2-0 lead for the Scrappers, and the 1-0 pitch, a strike on the outer edge. Fastball at 87, 1-1 the count. Jake Allgaier grounded out to second his first time up. And the pitch. Cued to the left side this time, underneath the mid of Buford, taken by Pound, running throw to first, not in time. That'll likely be the third hit of the game for the Scrappers. That one, a slow roller, and Buford tried to cut it off, but Cam could not quite size it up, and Pound going away from the bag at first, had to throw across his body. It will be an infield single. So with a man on and one out, here is Blake McRae, who popped out to Austin Ball, the first baseman, last time. Robinson leaning in. They're holding Christmas in July celebrations today here in Mahoning Valley. The Scrappers will be on the road this week, so they will not be at home on Thursday the 25th. The Spikes will, however. It was a very special occasion, of course, July 25th, always celebrated with some Christmas in July type celebration, but it's also Super Splash Day at the ballpark. So our present to you is a gift of a day game, the only one on the Spikes home schedule currently in the 2024 season. Fastball and a strike just above the knees, 0-2 the count. Super Splash Day, of course, means the kid zone in left field turns into the splash zone. We'll have an Undyne Fire Company fire truck plus sprinklers, dunk tank, and much more. It'll turn into a wet and wild afternoon over there. Now, of course, around the rest of the stadium, you can also just soak up the sun, catch some rays, and enjoy those dollar beers, which will be available from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. as part of Thirsty Thursday, which still holds true. It'll be a dollar beer day at the ballpark this coming Thursday as the Spikes take on the Frederick Keys at 12.05 p.m., just afternoon. 0-2 curveball called, strike three on the inner half, and McRae knew it as well. That is the first strikeout for Jackie Robinson today. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Parents trust Mount Nittany Health with the most important people in their lives, their children. That's why we offer compassionate and comprehensive pediatric care. We're here to help. Visit mountnittany.org/pediatrics. Allgaier remains at first with two outs now for Kota Suzuki. Flied out to left field on a diving catch by Will Jewell back in the first. And he takes a fastball for a strike just above the knees. Robinson working from the stretch here with Allgaier leading off first. The lefty takes a long look at Allgaier. Now to the plate. Check swing. He went around, says Donald O'Brien. It's a breaking ball tailed away from Suzuki. He broke the plane, and it's an 0-2 count. 2-0 Mahoning Valley, bottom of the third inning. Scrappers have all three hits thus far. Spikes have had runners on via two walks, but nothing more. The 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it gets away from Jackson behind him. On to second goes Allgaier, takes the turn, but he'll hold there. So ball one is a breaking ball deflected off the pads. Slider with a lot of spin into the dirt. One ball and two strikes. See what that's ruled on the play. Probably a wild pitch. And it is. And Allgaier now is off with this one as it's laced into the left field, a base hit. Coming up throwing is Will Jewell. The throw will not be in time. And sliding in is Allgaier, and Suzuki trying for second. The throw there deflects off the mid of Grant Norris. It looked like they had him at second. But it'll be an RBI single for Kota Suzuki to increase the Mahoning Valley lead to 3-0. Allgaier was thinking home the whole way on that hit. He was up on contact with two outs. And it will be ruled as a hit, an RBI single for Suzuki, and then an error to allow him to move to second because it did look like he was going to be toast. And it'll be E4 on the play as the first pitch to Chen Yong Lee, a fastball for his strike just above the knees. So that run will be earned. Although there was an error on the play, run would have scored anyway. But see about ensuing action on Suzuki. The 0-1, grounder left side, backhanded by Pound. He sets the throw, fires to first in time, and the 6-3 putout ends the third inning. But Mahoning Valley adds a run on two more hits, one error, one runner left on base. End of three, 3-0 Scrappers here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes games have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Leblano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
First pitch of the fourth inning, a ball high and away to Cam Buford, the right-handed hitting third baseman, Grambling State's all-time leading home run hitter. Takes a ball outside, 2-0 the count. Cam 0-for-1 in this game with a ground out to short. Came into the game batting 286, 375 on base percentage in the second half of the MLB Draft League season, and that one upstairs for a ball, 3-0. Next offering up and in, ball four. Came out a turn away quickly from that one. It's a four-pitch walk to start the fourth inning and the third one issued by Joey Butts today, though he has not yet allowed a hit. That'll bring Austin Ball to the plate. Ball drew the first walk of the afternoon back in the second. 3-0 Mahoning Valley leading the Spikes here in the top of the fourth inning. Finale of this four-game series to open up the second half of the MLB Draft League schedule. And the pitch. That's inside for a ball, 1-0. We remind you that we are in the midst of the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. 1-0 the count. Pitch to ball. Fastball on a strike on the outer edge. Evens it up. Ramada out of town scoreboard. Both of the other games in the MLB Draft League will start up in the near future. 4:05 start time for Williamsport as they host Frederick. Keys have taken two of the first three in that series. So they pitched a ball, fouled back to the screen, 1-2. Meanwhile, Trenton has taken two of the first three at home against West Virginia. They cap off their four-game second-half opening set at 5 p.m. at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Throw on to first, and Buford back standing, and that one nearly went awry. Lee had a leap to his left that time to haul it in. Two-run homer by Drew Holderbach, an RBI single by Kota Suzuki, accounting for the Mahoning Valley runs of the pitch hide away. Throw it out to first, but Buford back standing, and it's a 2-2 count as that one missed. On mostly slider here. Here's the set. And the 2-2. Looping breaking ball, a curveball. It ticked less than 70 miles an hour upstairs for a ball. 3-2. 69 miles per hour to be exact. Butts, deep breath, shrugs his shoulders. Now the 3-2. Fastball fouled back to the screen. Now Butts. out of Huntington University, Huntington, Indiana, NAIA product. Did not play any pro ball to start this year. His last season of college ball was 2023, and the San Diego native delivers a fastball upstairs, check swing by ball. Did not go around. Appeal down to Nathan Hoverston, who concurred. So that is the fourth walk for Joey Bunce, and the first two batters are on here in the fourth inning. Meanwhile, Quentin McCracken is talking to Donald O'Brien now. I think he wants to maintain that ball did go around on what was ruled to be ball four. And Quentin McCracken, I think, he's going to Donald O'Brien first, and O'Brien's saying, well, you know, I didn't see a swing. There was an appeal, and a second umpire didn't see the swing, and Todd O'Dell didn't really have a good angle on it from a left-handed batter, so it's a battle that Quentin McCracken's not going to win. But you will see more of that, I think, in the second half as well. Obviously, in the first half, developmental nature, the showcase nature of the league. Now in the second half, a lot more winning to be done as Knox Preston puts down the bunt, picked up by Rivera. The catcher throws to first. Lee is there, but the sacrifice bunt puts runners on second and third with one out. And that is another something you're going to see here in the second half. More bunting, especially in situations like that. Tim Battle, big believer in moving the runners up when it's first and second, no outs. And he's not the only one. There are a lot of coaches, a lot of managers out there who still adhere to the bunt as a weapon, even trailing 3-0 in the top of the fourth. And here's Caleb Hill tying run at the plate. And Hill lift it foul, third base side, bounces into the bleachers, which are set back about the halfway point between the third base bag and the left field foul pole, upper section of seats. 0-1 the count. Of course, the bleachers in Medler Field, Lebrano Park, above the 18.55-foot-high wall in right field. So measured because Penn State University was founded in 1855. Here's a fly ball to right. This should score a run. Catch is made by Suzuki. Both runners tag. Throw will go to third. It's not in time. Buford scores easily. Ball is the runner advancing to third. It's a sacrifice fly for Caleb Hill, and the spikes are on the board to make it a 3-1 game. So now runner on third, two outs, and without the benefit of a hit, the spikes able to produce a run, and now T.J. Pound, the batter. Shortstop struck out swinging in the second. Standing in the right-handed box, and there is right-handed action now in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. This might be a short outing for Butts as well. There is no action in the State College pen. Jackie Robinson's going to get the call for at least one more inning. As the 1-0 comes into Pound, that's fouled off. That deflected off Rivera, the catcher, but he just turns around, asks for a new baseball. Checking out the right-hander warming up. It is Miles Helms. And that pitch is sent in the air, center field. Isaac Williams doesn't have to move a muscle, just raises the mitt, makes the catch, and the inning is over. But the Spikes do get on the board, a run without the benefit of a hit, one runner left on base. At the end of 3.5, it's now Mahoning Valley 3, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Medler Field at Leblano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Drew Holderbach starts off the bottom of the fourth inning for Mahoning Valley. Jackie Robinson, the left-hander, back on the mound for the Spikes in his first pitch. Fastball for a strike on the outer edge. 0-1 the count. 3-1 Mahoning Valley the score. Spikes getting on the board in the top half of this fourth inning. Holderbach delivered a two-run homer to left field his last time up. He takes a curveball, or rather a changeup, low and away. Next offering is fouled back. Fastball again from Robinson. 1-2 the count. Of course, the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. He told you the MLB Draft League action to complete the season opening series around the league. All the rest will be later today. So 1-2, a breaking ball down and away. 2-2 the count, but there is ongoing action in the big leagues. Garrett Stubbs with an RBI single. Weston Wilson with a sack for sacrifice fly, and Philly leads Pittsburgh 2-0. Bottom of the fifth inning at PNC Park as that one bounced away, 2-2 the count. Meanwhile, the Cardinals lead the Braves 4-2, top of the sixth inning. Saw that Daniel Ortiz signed his contract with the Cardinals, so we'll be seeing him in the St. Louis minor league system very soon. Breaking ball outside, 3-2 the count. Reds and Nationals tied up at 2 in the bottom of the fifth. The Nats just won a challenge to keep that inning going. Here's a sharp grounder to short. Deflects off the mid, a pound. Ball ricochets into shallow left center, and Holderbach is aboard, and we'll see what the call is on that one. I believe it'll be a base hit. 95 off the bat. Hard hit ball, and so if the... Yep, it'll be a single. Fifth hit of the game for the Scrappers, the second for Holderbach. Good to see consistency around the league on that. Here's Zach Ketterman now, who takes a strike. Breaking ball into the outer edge to the left-handed hitting DH. He fouled out to Cam Buford at third base. Last time up, that was back in the second inning. 0-1, Robinson to the plate. And this is popped up foul territory toward the third base side, but it'll carry out of play to the narrow walkway between the lower and upper levels of seats here at Eastwood Field. 0-2 the count. Elsewhere in the big leagues on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, the Twins lead the Brewers 3-1, bottom of the fourth. The Rays up 3-0 on the Yankees, bottom of the fourth inning. Randy Arozarena and Richie Palacios with solo home runs for the Rays. And here's a liner to right field and a base hit. Holderbach around second. He'll make third. The throw will go to second as Ketterman with a second straight base hit for the Scrappers to start the bottom of the fourth inning. So runners at the corners, nobody out. And Isaac Williams, the center fielder, will be at the plate. An off day on the schedule tomorrow means a day of rest for the pitching staff, but Tim Battle and Jared Brown, I think we're hoping that Jackie Robinson can give them at least four innings. However, there is right-handed action that is just beginning in the State College bullpen. It looks like Nick Palumbo, the right-hander, is warming up. Nick pitched the ninth inning on Thursday night. Or rather, the eighth inning, I should say. It was the bottom of the eighth inning for the Scrappers. First pitch strike. Fastball around the knees to Williams. 0-1 the count. There goes the runner for second, but the pitch is fouled away right side. Ketterman was taking off. He'll return to first. 0-2 to the batter, Isaac Williams, who popped out to short his first time up. Ramada out of town scoreboard. Tigers and Blue Jays tied at four, top of the sixth. San Diego Padres leading the Cleveland Guardians 2-0, top of the sixth. Cleveland without a hit as of yet in that game. 0-2. Fastball upstairs. Williams does not chase. The Mets leading the Marlins 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth on Luis Torrens' sacrifice fly. The White Sox and Royals scoreless bottom four. Top four on the north side of Chicago. The Cubs and Diamondbacks also scoreless. And the pitch. That's lined into left field, a base hit. Holderbach will trot home. Ketterman stumbled out of the blocks a bit from first base, but he'll make second easily as it's an RBI single for Isaac Williams, and it extends the Mahoning Valley lead to 4-1. First and second with no outs, and Jake Sucata the batter. It's Jackie Robinson now up to 47 pitches in three-plus innings. Manny Jackson is headed out to the mound to have a chat with the left-hander. Orioles and Rangers in progress. Scoreless top of the second in Arlington. The Giants and Rockies about to get underway out in Denver. The Angels will visit the A's at 4:07 Eastern. Mariners host the Astros at 4:10 Eastern. And the Sunday night game, the Red Sox and the Dodgers from Chavez Ravine at 7:10 Eastern time. Also, Xander Schauffele goes to a low score of the day at Royal Troon of 65, winning the Open Championship by two shots over Justin Rose and Billy Horschel. His second major championship of the year after winning the PGA in June. Bouncer on to Robinson. Throw to first, not in time and high. Ball able to snag it. But everybody's safe, and now the bases are loaded. It'll be a bunt single for Sucata, the fourth hit of the inning. So the base is loaded, nobody out, and Matt Rivera at the plate, and Tim Battles coming out to the mound. And it looks like he'll be making a change. Nathan Hoverston is walking out toward left field, and that'll be it for Jackie Robinson after three-plus. But the base is left loaded with nobody out. Mahoning Valley already leading 4-1. Nick Palumbo will be the new man on the mound for the Spikes. We'll have his numbers, and we'll have the rest of the fourth inning for you after this call to the bullpen. And 4-1 Mahoning Valley here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Nick Palumbo, the right-hander out of Wayne, New Jersey, gets the call here in the, or I checked that, rather it is the righty Peter Ostenson out of Staten Island. A little further up the road and Fairfield University's own, making his second appearance of the year. Austinson was the second man in the second half opener on Thursday. He went 2 2/3 innings, was charged with 6 runs, 5 earned on 6 hits, 47 pitches, 33 strikes. And so Austinson will take over for Jackie Robinson here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Austinson comes in a very unenviable position with the bases loaded, nobody out, and Mahoning Valley already having extended its lead to 4-1 here in the inning. Matt Rivera, the catcher, is the batter, a righty-righty matchup. Corners are playing up, middle infield playing back. Zach Ketterman is at third, Isaac Williams at second, Jake Sucata at first in the pitch. And Rivera lines this one foul, sending folks scurrying for covers. That was 101 miles an hour off the bat. Austinson at Fairfield this spring went 3-2 with a 6.49 ERA in 20 appearances. He did record 2 saves. 0-1, fastball low, 1-1 the count. 34 2/3 innings, he allowed 41 hits, 28 runs, 25 earned, 30 strikeouts to 11 walks. And Austinson sets glove away from the body at the letters. The 1-1, grounder between short and third, a base hit. One run will score, another one getting waved in. Jules throw to the plate, not in time. And it skips away from Jackson. That'll allow Jake Sakata to move to third. It's a 2-run single for Matt Rivera. And it's now 6-1 Mahoning Valley. Those runs will go on Jackie Robinson's record. The ninth hit of the game for the Scrappers. 5 of them have come here in the fourth. Here's Jake Allgaier, the shortstop, 1-for-2. Grounded out to second in the first inning. Infield single in the third. Spikes scored their run in the fourth inning without the benefit of a hit. So the hit count heavily tilted toward Mahoning Valley right now. Here's the set by Austinson. First and third, no outs. The pitch. Grounder on to second. Scooped by Norris. Flipped to second for one. Pound on to first. Double play. A run will score as Sakata crosses the plate. So no RBI credited to Jake Allgaier, but it is now a 7-1 lead for Mahoning Valley. Well, the double play is the third one turned on the ground by the Spikes in the second half. Fourth overall. And the bases are empty with 2 outs as all 7 runs will go on Jackie Robinson's record, unfortunately, and they will all be earned. Blake McCray now up 0-for-2 in the game. And I don't think the final numbers for Jackie are going to indicate how well he pitched. He just ran into a little bit of trouble in the fourth. His game is ineffective contact, and he was getting that. But an infield single kind of started things going, and Mahoning Valley, the hit parade was contagious. Grounder on to short, taken by a pound, throw to first in time, the inning over. But Mahoning Valley brings home 4 runs on 5 hits, nobody left on base, and at the end of 4, it is now 7-1 Scrappers. You're on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Into the fifth inning, and a new pitcher on the mound from Mahoning Valley is Joey Butts. Goes four innings. He will not be eligible for the win. Still have to go five as a starting pitcher to get the win in the MLB Draft League. But he allowed just one run, no hits, four walks. He struck out two batters. And Butts will now give way to Miles Helms. Helms, a right-hander out of Sam Houston State, a native of Robstown, Texas. 6'3", 230 pounds. He is 22 years of age. Helms pitched an inning on Friday night, allowing one unearned run on one hit and one walk. He threw a total of 18 pitches in that outing, 10 for strikes. And meanwhile, Mahoning Valley did add a pitcher prior to today's game. Actually, it was before yesterday's game. Brian Villar, a righty out of Keystone College, also now available. Otherwise, though, every one of the Mahoning Valley pitchers has made at least one appearance here in the opening series of the second half. By the way, the Scrappers also making another roster addition near the outset of today's game. T.J. McKenzie, the younger brother of former Scrapper and Major League pitcher Tristan McKenzie, is coming to the Scrappers out of Georgia Southern University, native of New York. And here is the first pitch to Grant Norris, Penn State zone. Grant Norris lining it to center field for a base hit. A greeting to Miles Helms here as Norris has the first spikes hit of the afternoon. The leadoff man is on. Solid liner at 92 miles an hour off the bat. Here is Manny Jackson now, who sent one 100 miles an hour off the bat to right field, but Kota Suzuki able to retreat and glove down the scorching liner. And the pitch, that's a strike. Manny was first pitch swinging last time up. Oh, and won the count. Next offering, and this one is lined on the right field line. That's a fair ball. Rolling off the tarp and to the corner. On to third goes Norris, and Jackson slides into second with a double. For Manny Jackson, that is his first double of the second half. And now it's second and third. Nobody out here. Spikes trying to get a little hit parade going of their own. After Mahoning Valley scored four runs in the fourth, five straight hits to start that frame. Currently holding a 7-1 lead, but here come the spikes off the right-handed reliever Miles Helms. Cooper Hext has popped out twice in this one, but had three hits last night, a single, double, and a triple. He takes a fastball at 92, high for ball one. Now, Butts did not allow a hit. He did walk four batters, though. Spikes scoring in the fourth inning without the benefit of a hit, two walks, a sacrifice bunt, sacrifice fly, and now here's another liner down the right field line, but that curves foul. 103 off the bat, hardest hit ball by any spike today. But it's a loud strike one for Cooper Hext. And that can be very important. I mean, Daniel Ortiz hit everything hard, even his outs were loud. And he got a lot of attention, and the St. Louis Cardinals certainly know what the State College Spikes are all about. They saw Ortiz, scooped him up in the 16th round of the 2024 MLB draft last week. As the pitch high and away, ball two. And the pitch. That is fouled onto the suite level. We're even with the suites in our location behind the play, but a youngster chases down the ball. Two balls, two strikes. He Here's the set by Helms and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Hex becomes the first strikeout victim for Miles Helms today. Still runners on second and third, now with one out for Will Jewell. He is 0 for 2. Strikeout in the first, a fly out to right in the third. And the set by Helms. Pitch homeward. And a grounder on to the first baseman, Lee. He'll step on the bag, throw home. Dashing in is Norris, and he is tagged out at the plate. It's an inning-ending 3-2 double play, and the inning is over. No runs, two hits, one left. Halfway home at Eastwood Field through 4.5, 7-1 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Peter Austinson stays on the mound for the Spikes in the bottom of the fifth inning. Kota Suzuki, Chen Yong Lee, Drew Holderbach due up for the Scrappers. Spikes trailing in this one, but home cooking was certainly to the Spikes' liking in the first half of the 2024 MLB Draft League season. Spikes ended up 13-4 at home, one of the best starts at home ever in Spikes history, and that's even including championship teams that had records like 30-8 at home. And here's a fly ball to right field off the bat of Suzuki. Caleb Hill ranging toward the line makes the grab, and out number one here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Well, Spikes certainly would love to come back home, and they're already very familiar with it. Grant Norris, Josh Spiegel, and David Lee in tow, all of whom have starred at Mettler Field at LeBron O Park for Penn State baseball in the past. Returnees from the first half like Manny Jackson, Knox Preston, Cam Buford, Brandon Burgert. As the first pitch to Lee here, a breaking ball for a strike over the outer edge. And, of course, the Spikes looking to make some headway in the second half. 45 games, there's a bouncer right back at Austinson, knocks it down with a mitt, retrieves the baseball, throw to first in time. And there are two outs. Great reaction by the pitcher there. And now with two down, here's Drew Holderbach. 2 for 2 in the game. A two-run homer in the second inning. An infield single in the fourth. Holderbach right now a pivotal figure in the game, though Mahoning Valley leading 7-1. First pitch outside, a ball, 1-0. And the pitch, that is swung on and missed. One ball and one strike. Two hits for the Spikes, 9 for the Scrappers so far. State College with a lone error. The pitch low, 2-1. But, of course, not only will the Spikes be back with some familiar faces this week, but plenty of top promotions, including one of our favorites of the year, Paint the Park Pink, presented by Mount Nittany Health, this coming Saturday. I encourage you to wear your pink to the ballpark. Spikes will have their pink on. A whole lot of fun as we join in the fight against breast cancer. Fireworks after the game as well. It's all part of Paint the Park Pink Night this Saturday, 6:35, when the Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters. And a breaking ball is low, 3-2 the count to Holderbach. Tickets for that game and every game remaining on the Spikes 2024 home schedule available now at statecollegespikes.com. And Holderbach swings for the downs there, but he sends it well foul, deep but foul. Might have deflated the castle out in the kid zone, although I think that was not a result of the baseball. I think that sailed over it. 3-2, bouncer up the middle, pound to his left, shortstop scoops it, throw to first in time, and Peter Ossensen retires the scrappers in order in the bottom of the fifth. We go to the sixth, 7-1 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Into the sixth inning, Cam Buford, Austin Ball, and Knox Preston do up for the Spikes. Miles Helms back on the mound for his second inning of relief work. It is 7-1 Mahoning Valley here in the sixth. Buford 0-for-1, but he did walk and score the Spikes' lone run to this point last time up. And he swings at the first pitch, fouls it off the helmet of catcher Matt Rivera. Rivera's okay, though. 0-1 the count. And Ramada out of town scoreboard. MLB Draft League action later on today. Williamsport facing Frederick at 4:05. West Virginia visiting Trenton at 5 p.m. That pitch, a fastball for a strike of the knees. 0-2 the count. Phillies maintaining a 2-0 lead on the Pirates. Top of the seventh inning as well. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. And the 1-2, sent in the air, center field. Isaac Williams, center fielder, moves four steps to his right, raises the mitt, makes the catch. One gone here in the sixth. Austin Ball now up. The left-handed hitting first baseman has walked twice in the game. The Scrappers have treaded lightly around Ball after he swung for the first time as a Spike on Thursday night and sent the ball into the Mahoning Valley bullpen for a solo home run. I was telling him it's not too often. A Spike on their very first swing has collected a homer. That pitch up and in. All one. I have to look back through the annals to see if anybody else has accomplished that feat. We know there are two Spikes who have homered twice in their very first game, and it's some heady company, Rowan Wick and Harrison Bader. And the pitch, a strike. Fastball over the outer edge, 1-1 to ball. Pitch, that is low, and Rivera able to snag it as he goes way down into the ground, but it is ball two. We have Austin Ball at the plate, 2-1 to count. Pitch, and Austin grounds this one on to second, takes a hop right into the mid of Sakata, throw to first in time. 2 down in the top of the sixth inning. And here's Knox Preston, the designated hitter, walked in the second inning, sacrificed bunt in the fourth, so officially 0-0 today. Don't forget Glizzy and Wine Wednesday coming up at the ballpark. Wednesday night, Spikes take on the Frederick Keys at 6:35. Half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long, plus half-price Seven Mountains Wine Cellars wine from 5:30 to 7:30. And at price line of Kugel's Summer Shandy Drafts from 5:30 to 7:30 as well. First pitch swung on, missed. 0-1 the count. 93 on the fastball from Helms. Looks in for the sign, winds and delivers. And that is fouled away. First base side, 0-2 to Knox. With Caleb Hill on deck, should he extend this inning? And, of course, Tuesday night, Walking Taco Tuesday, when we come back home to Medlar Field at Lebrano Park for the first time in 10 days. And, of course, talked about Super Splash Day on Thursday earlier. The next five Thursdays, check that, the next six Thursdays, all featuring dollar beers at Thirsty Thursday. But the 0-2 to Preston, fly to right field, Suzuki at the line makes the grab, and the inning is over as Helms, after allowing hits to the first two batters he faces, recorded six consecutive outs. End of 5.5, 7-1 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. New pitcher on the mound for the Spikes here in the sixth. Jacob Peden gets the call here. Former Williamsport crosscutter coming to the Spikes from the University of Missouri this collegiate season. He's making his second appearance for State College. He pitched an inning to finish it out on Friday night, taking the eighth and allowing one run on one hit, one walk, one hit batsman, no strikeouts, 18 pitches, 11 for strikes. Jackie Robinson started the game, went the first three-plus innings. Peter Austinson, pretty good in relief. He came in with the bases loaded and no outs, so no runs charged to him, but he only allowed one hit. He got the last six outs in a row. No walks, no strikeouts. And he gives way now to Peden, who faces Zach Ketterman, the left-handed hitting DH, and the righty Jink delivers the ball outside, 1-0. A run, two hits, an error for State College. Seven runs, nine hits, no errors, Mahoning Valley. And the 1-0 to Ketterman. That is a strike over the outer edge. Fastball at 89. 1-1 Spikes in the navy blues today. The Scrappers in the home whites. And the 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Went after the fastball up in the zone. 1-2. Peden has what he likes from Manny Jackson, who remains behind the plate. And the pitch. Just off the plate outside, looking to get Ketterman to chase. He would not. Defense surrounding the mound. The same on the infield. Austin Ball at first. Grant Norris at second. TJ Pound at short. Cam Buford at third. And the 2-2. And this is in the air, right field. But curving foul. Ball trying to size it up and could not quite find it. As it tumbles into the grass berm behind the tarp down the right field line. Still a 2-2 count. Caleb Hill remains in right field for the Spikes. Cooper Hext is still in center. And Will Jewell remains in left as well. 2-2. Peden sets, delivers. High and away, ball three. And Tuesday and Wednesday's games at 6:35. Thursday at 12:05 p.m. afternoon start. The lone scheduled day game of 2024 for the Spikes. And the 3-2. That is laced foul off the front of the Mahoning Valley dugout first base side. Count remains full. Then Saturday, 6:35 against Williamsport. Frederick will be the opponent for the midweek series. And in the second half, Spikes will face the Crosscutters more often than they saw them in the first half. Another 3-2, and that is clipped foul to the backstop. In fact, Spikes and Crosscutters set to meet 9 times in the second half. Now, they actually did meet a total of 6 times in the first, 4 at Medler Field at Loprano Park, 2 at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. Another 3-2 to Ketterman. High for ball 4 with a changeup. So Ketterman works the leadoff walk. And here's Isaac Williams now, the center fielder, 1-for-2. Popped out to short in the second inning. RBI single in the fourth. Spikes will have 3 more games against these Scrappers here at Eastwood Field. Mahoning Valley only visits the Spikes for 1 series in the second half, and it's only a 2-gamer August 1st and 2nd. A Thirsty Thursday, followed by the Mystery Bobblehead giveaway. The first 500 fans with the Bobblehead Trading Post, presented by Springnecks. It's coming up on Friday, August 2nd. But other than this visit to Mahoning Valley, and of course the multiple visits to Williamsport and the standard home and home and home schedule, and there's a 1-0 fastball for a strike on the inside corner, 1-1. Other than that, Spikes will have just 1 visit apiece to the rest of the MLB Draft League in the second half. 1 road series in Frederick, 1 in Trenton, and 1 in West Virginia. 1-1 pitch. There goes the runner. Swung on and missed. Throw to second. Will not be in time. It was a little bit wide as well. Grant Norris just had to knock it down as Ketterman with the first stolen base of the day for either side. So a ball and 2 strikes to Isaac Williams. And Ketterman recording his first stolen base as a Scrapper. Here's the 1-2. That is fouled, and that got on deck batter Jake Sukata ducking out of the way. It was headed for his noggin. Still 1-2. But Frederick will visit twice in the second half, this Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then again August 6th through the 8th. Again, Mahoning Valley, only a 2-game set. 2 visits from the Trenton Thunder to Medler Field at Loprano Park in the second half, August 3rd and 4th, a 2-game series. Then another 3 games, August 20th through the 22nd, starting on National Radio Day, August 20th, a Walking Taco Tuesday. Pitches a ball in tight, 2-2 to Williams. Peden Comes back with it, swung on and missed strike three. Got him with a curveball. That is Jacob Peden's first strikeout of the afternoon. Spike second as a team. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. And Mount Nittany Health, our view of healthcare is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountnittany.org. Ketterman remains at second, one gone here in the bottom of the sixth. Then Jake Sukata, the batter, second baseman, one for two, bunt single in the fourth inning. And a ground out in the second. And the pitch in tight. 1-0 to the lefty. West Virginia Black Bears, by the way, will make two visits to Medler Field at Lebrano Park in the second half, August 15th through the 18th, 27th through the 29th. We anticipate nine inning contests in each of those nights. Pitches a strike on the inside corner, a changeup from Peden, 1-1 to Sukata. And Williamsport, the home and home and home. They'll be at Medler Field at Lebrano Park on Saturday, July 27th. Not only is it Paint the Park Pink Night presented by Mount Nittany Health with fireworks after the game, it's also Scout Night and Penns Valley Community Night as well. Then on Saturday, August 24th, when it's Joe Crispin Bobblehead Giveaway Night with an appearance from Joe Crispin himself, the bobblehead to the first 1,000 fans, thanks to Penn State Health. That'll be Saturday, August 24th, and Williamsport Crosscutters will be the opposition there as well. And then again on Tuesday, September 3rd, the regular season home finale. So momentous occasions, the Crosscutters are there, and that seems to be the case quite often, of course, over the long history between the two teams. Of course, the Sawbuck Series, it's been called at times, going on since 2006 when the Spikes joined the party out of Happy Valley. It's only about an hour trip. I see plenty of Spikes fans in Williamsport. We've seen plenty of Crosscutter fans in Medler Field at Lebrano Park, too, over the years. Let's pitch outside for a ball, 2-2. So it'll be great to see all of them again. And those will be the opponents for the second half, of course. And Williamsport will host the MLB Draft League Championship game on Thursday, September 5th, as the 2-0 to Sakata, or the strike three to Sakata, I should say. It was a 2-2 pitch. He swung and missed, and that's the second consecutive strikeout for Jacob Peden, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. For the fourth year in a row, Mount Nittany Medical Center was named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. We were one of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. Ketterman remains at second, two down here in the bottom of the sixth. And Matt Rivera, the batter, the catcher, knocked in a pair of runs with his single in the fourth inning, flat out to right in the third. Pitch in tight for a ball, 1-0. Well, since Rivera's single in the fourth inning, Scrappers have not recorded a hit. 1-0. Fastball and a strike on the outer edge, 88 miles an hour, 1-1 the count. A walk by Peden in the sixth inning as well was the first walk issued by any Spikes pitcher in this game. 1-1, Peden delivers. That's outside for a ball, 2-1. Meanwhile, the Spikes bullpen beyond the left field wall remains active. Getting ready, Leo Palacios, who we saw last night, pacing around right now, baseball in hand. We'll see the left-hander along with the rest of the Spikes this week at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, 2-1. It's in the dirt, blocked by Jackson. 3-1 the count. Should make everybody aware as well, Manny Jackson wore number 26 in the first half of the season. He's actually changed his number for the second half. He went through a trade of uniforms with some teammates. So Manny will now wear 34. Dalen Carraway is wearing number 26 for the second half. 3-1 pitch, low for a ball. Appeal down to first on the check swing. No go, says Todd Odell. More of a last-ditch effort than anything. Two-out walk to Rivera puts runners on first and second for Jake Allgaier, the shortstop, who is 1-for-3, grounded out in the first, infield single in the third, and then bounced into a 4-6-3 double play in the fourth. It did bring in a run, but no RBI is credited when you hit into a forced double play or reverse forced double play, as the rule book puts it. And here's the pitch. That is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now, reverse force double play is if the ball's hit to first, you tag the bag, and it takes the force off at second. But if the throw is there, the tag is made. It's the same as if it were your standard 4-6-3, 6-4-3 pair of force outs. Pitch is a strike on the outer edge, 1-1 to Allgaier. 7-1 Mahoning Valley, bottom of the sixth inning. Allgaier with a chance to grab that RBI right now. The 1-1. There's a flare to short, and diving forward, Pound able to glove it out of the air before it hits the dirt. And the line out to the shortstop ends the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base for Mahoning Valley. 7-1 Scrappers as we go to the seventh on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning here at Eastwood Field. Finale of the second half opening four-game series between the State College Spikes and the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. And Miles Helms remains on the mound for Mahoning Valley. He'll face Caleb Hill, TJ Pound, and Grant Norris. Helms already with two innings of relief. He's in line to be the victor in this game as Mahoning Valley leads at 7-1, but we have seen in each of the three games of the series so far, the Spikes have been able to pour it on late. Mahoning Valley has had a tough time closing out games. We'll see if that trend continues here in this matinee matchup. Caleb Hill is 0-for-1, popped out to short in the second inning, drove in the Spikes' lone run to this point with a sacrifice fly to center in the fourth. And the pitch. That is clipped foul off the mitt of Rivera, the catcher. Strike one to Caleb Hill. Hill out of UTSA, the University of Texas at San Antonio. Stands in the left-handed box. And the 0-1. That's a strike on the outer edge. 0-2 the count. Off day on the schedule for the Spikes tomorrow, though they'll be traveling home immediately after this game, getting acquainted with Happy Valley. Of course, the team quick in coming together. Only had the chance to work out once before this second half opening four-game set as the pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the second strikeout for Miles Helms in the game. One down in the top of the seventh. Here's TJ Pound, the shortstop 0-for-2. Struck out in the second, flied out in the fourth. 6:35 game, Walking Taco Tuesday with Half Price Walking Tacos at Salsa all game long. Half Price Miller Lite and Coors Light drafts from 5:30 to 7:30 on Tuesday. Spikes take on the Frederick Keys, who so far this season are 2-1 in the second half. And the 0-1 pitch, check swing, deflects off the mitt. And appeal on the check swing. He did not go around, says Todd Odell. 1-1 to T.J. Pound. And the 1-1, that's a strike on the inner half. Jack Jones remains the manager of the Keys. Joe Maselli, 2021 Spike, part of the Keys pitching staff after completing his collegiate career at Kent State this spring. A bouncer foul to the right side, 1-2 to Pound. Also, former Spike Jesse Fontebowa back in the MLB Draft League for the second half, but he'll be playing for the Trenton Thunder here this season as there is strike three. Inner half of the plate, 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and that is the third strikeout for Miles Helms. Two down in the top of the seventh, and Grant Norris now the batter. Norris, 1-for-2, flied out to left in the second, singled in the fifth. Pitch, swing and a miss, 0-1. Now, along with Fontebowa, two other former Spikes in the Trenton fold in the second half, but kind of knew that ahead of time. Santino Rosso and Pete DeRocher, who were part of the Spikes the final week of the first half, they were intended always to be part of the second half Thunder, but they helped fill some roster spots for the Spikes in the first half. Performed very well, particularly Santino Rosso, and they will be coming back in with the Thunder when Trenton visits August 3rd and 4th. Norris fouls it away, right side, 0-2 the count. Of course, Chick DiGaetano, the former Penn State pitcher, also part of the Thunder for the second half as he was in the latter stages of the first. And a breaking ball inside hits Norris on the left arm on an 0-2 pitch. So the first base runner that Helms has allowed since the double to the man coming to the plate right now, Manny Jackson in the fifth. Manny recording his first double of the second half of the MLB Draft League season. And also his first double across the entirety of 2024. He had two home runs and 10 RBIs in the first half for the Spikes. He takes ball one low and away, 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And there is left-handed action now in the Mahoning Valley bullpen as the 1-0 pitch lifted in the air down the left field line but tailing towards the seats, and that is foul. One ball, one strike to Manny. The lefty warming for Mahoning Valley is Jerry Burkett. Out of Southern University, he got the assignment Thursday night to try to close it out for Mahoning Valley, but could not quite seal the deal, although he did pitch the final inning, or he pitched an inning in two-thirds before the final third was taken by Martinez. That fastball is a strike on the outer half. Cutter from Helms, 1-2 the count. Here's the set. And the pitch. That's tapped off the plate out in front of home, picked up by the catcher Rivera. His throw to first is in time to retire Jackson, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors, one runner left on base. Time to stretch here at Eastwood Field. It's Mahoning Valley 7, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lobrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Changes in the field for the Spikes here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Kyle Russell now playing second base. Austin Rocaforte is also checked into the game to play left field. So that'll be the end for Will Jewell and Grant Norris today. Jewell 0 for 3. Norris 1 for 2. Hit by a pitch last inning. And the 1-0 has a sharp grounder to second, taken in by Russell, the newly entered second baseman. Throw on to first in time, one away. Jacob Peden remains the pitcher here in the bottom of the seventh. 7-1 lead for Mahoning Valley. And Kota Suzuki, the batter, 5 RBIs in the opener of the second half on Thursday, including a grand slam. He's 1 for 3 in this game, an RBI single in the third inning, the base hit, 1 of 9 from Mahoning Valley today. Spikes with a double from Manny Jackson and a single from Grant Norris. Pitch down and in for a ball. 2-0 the count. Joey Butt started, went 4 innings for Mahoning Valley. Miles Helms has taken it since then. And in line for the win right now, Jackie Robinson, unfortunately, in line for the defeat as he started and went 3-plus innings. Peter Austinson, 2 innings without a run charged to him. Now Jacob Peden into his second inning of work. And the 3-0 outside ball 4. So his third walk, he is not allowed to hit since entering the game. Here's Changyun Lee, the first baseman, 1 for 3 with a run scored. Coming over from the Samsung Lions of the Korean Baseball Organization, along with Sung Kyung Kim, who finished out the game on Friday night for Mahoning Valley on the mound. A swing and a miss by Lee, well out in front of the breaking ball, and it's 0-1. So Russell and Rocaforte's changes both now announced. Here's the 0-1 to Lee. Swing and a miss. Jackson throws behind the runner at first. No tag applied, though. Ball had to come off the bag to field the throw. 0-2 the count, but ball did point his glove back at Manny Jackson. I think he was saying, good idea. Still being active here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's a throw to first and diving back into Suzuki. You know, way back in the day, 6 runs might be too far to really keep an eye on the runner, too much of a margin, but we saw just last inning Zach Ketterman take off and steal. If you can get an extra out here, stay in the game somehow, you do it. 0-2, breaking ball, called strike 3 on the outer edge. Changyun Lee doesn't really believe it, but he'll head back to the dugout now as Jacob Peden records his 3rd strikeout of the game. Spikes 4th brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza in State College on South Atherton Street, offers same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountnittany.org/expresscare. Two down, and here is Drew Holderbach. Pitch. That's a strike just above the knees, 0-1. Holderbach got Mahoning Valley on the board with a two-run homer in the second, his first as a scrapper. He's added a single and a ground out since then. He has scored two runs in total. 0-1 count, pitch. Breaking ball low, 1-1. Spikes in the eighth inning. We'll have the top of the order due up. Hext Rocaforte now is taken over for Jewell in left, and Buford. Throw to first. Diving back in is Suzuki. And really, this is a time, too, where Jacob Peden can sort of practice his move to first base. Even though Mahoning Valley well out in front here, there might be a situation where he looks to throw now with a pitch outside. Jackson throw down to first, not in time. 2-1 the count, but Jake can work on his move to first. Manny Jackson can work on picking off the runner. Dalen Carraway starting to throw in the State College bullpen. He'll likely get the eighth inning for the Spikes, the 2-1. Fastball and a called strike. 2-2 now to Holderbach. Right-handed hitter against the right-handed pitcher, Peden. Dalen Carraway, collegiate teammate of Cooper Hext at McNeese State. Now teammates on the Spikes. 2-2. Swung on and missed. Appeal down to first. Yes, he did. Tag applied by Jackson. And that is the final out of the inning as Peden records his fourth strikeout, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base at the end of seven. Still 7-1 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays, close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Miles Hellams went three scoreless innings on the mound in relief for Mahoning Valley. He's in line for the win. Two hits allowed, one hit batsman, no walks, three strikeouts. And he gives way now to left-hander Jerry Burkett out of Southern University. Down in Baton Rouge, a native of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Burkett, 6'2", 170 pounds, 22 years of age. He is making his second appearance for the Scrappers. In his opening outing for Mahoning Valley on Thursday, an inning and two-thirds, he ended up being charged with six runs, all earned on five hits, a walk, two hit batsmen, trying to finish out the game in the ninth, but just could not quite get that last out. Jonathan Martinez ended up coming in to do just that. But Burkett threw 54 pitches on Thursday, 32 of them for strikes. Mahoning Valley did win the game 16-8. He'll face Cooper Hext, Austin Rocaforte, and Cam Buford here in the eighth inning. 7-1 lead for Mahoning Valley. Hext 0-3 today after a three-hit game last night that included a single, a double, and a triple. Just a home run shy of the cycle. And as mentioned earlier in this series, the first cycle in Spike's history occurred at this very facility, Eastwood Field, 2013. Jimmy Bosco accomplished the feat. First pitch, breaking ball in tight, 1-0. Next offering, curveball low and away. 2-0 the count to Hext. And the pitch. That's a grounder on to second. Taken in by Sakata. Slings it over to first in time. One gone. 4-3 the ground out. And now Austin Rocaforte will get his first chance at the plate today. Rocaforte, 2-for-9 so far in the series. Drawing a walk. Stealing two bases as well. He is the first Spike to multiple steals here in the second half. Of course, St. College was the league leader by far in stolen bases in the first half. Very active, almost 100 stolen bases in the first half alone in 35 games. First pitch strike to Rocaforte. Next offering, the changeup swung on and missed. 0-2, came in at just 78 miles an hour. Burkett delivers, and that is punched toward right field. Coming in for it is Suzuki, won't get to it, drops in front of him for a base hit. So Austin Rocaforte with his first hit of the day, the Spikes third as a team. Remember, he came in Friday night and was a catalyst for the Spikes offense, going 2-for-2 with a stolen base in that game after entering as a defensive replacement. Jared Brown giving him counsel at first. Now Cam Buford, the batter, 0-for-2 with a walk. Cam has scored the lone Spikes run to this point as well. The pitch, high and away for a ball, 1-0. Joe Putnam along with you here at Eastwood Field, Niles, Ohio. It's the finale of a four-game series between the State College Spikes and the Mahoning Valley Scrappers to start the second half of the MLB Draft League schedule for both teams. The 1-0 pitch to Cam Buford. Fouled off, first base sides, now 1-1. Mahoning Valley getting on the board with Drew Holderbach's two-run homer in the second. Added a run in the third, and then a four spot in the fourth as the first five hitters all collected base hits in the inning. Spikes scoring their run in the fourth as Caleb Hill delivered a sacrifice fly to bring in Cam Buford. Otherwise, zeros on the board on both sides. One ball and one strike. Rocaforte being held on at first. And the 1-1. And Buford pounds it foul, third base side. Tim Battle gave it a look, but let it go by. One ball and two strikes. Dalen Caraway has been throwing in the State College bullpen. Though it doesn't look like he is throwing at the moment, he'll likely come in and take the eighth inning for the Spikes after Jacob Peden threw two scoreless frames. One ball and two strikes. Burkett crouches low, now raises up to the set and throws the first. Rocaforte takes off for second. The throw from first to second in time. 1-3-6 the put out. That'll go as a pickoff and a caught stealing. Two away here in the top of the eighth inning. One and two the count, the pitch. Swing and a foul at the plate. And held on to by Rivera, strike three. So Buford chatting with Donald O'Brien as he leaves the dirt circle surrounding the plate, but the inning is over. Strikeout by Burkett, his first. No runs, a hit. Nobody left for the Spikes in the eighth. We go to the bottom half. 7-1 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. You turn on
like lightning. Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Loblano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Jacob Peden with two scoreless innings of relief, also two hitless innings. He did yield three walks but struck out four batters. No scoring against him. It remains 7-1 going to the bottom of the eighth inning. Mahoning Valley out in front, but Dalen Caraway will now pick things up on the mound for the Spikes. Caraway, 24 years of age, out of Houston, Texas, a product of McNeese State University, 6 foot, 227 pounds, and Dalen making his second consecutive outing in this one. He pitched the eighth inning last night. A scoreless frame, one hit, one walk, one strikeout. But when the Spikes came back in the ninth inning, that meant Dalen was the winning pitcher in the game, throwing just 11 pitches, seven of them for strikes. He comes right back to take the eighth inning here as well. And Dalen did a tremendous job. It was a one-run game when he came in last night. He kept it a one-run game. He buckled down. He allowed a one-out walk, then allowed a single to Lee, but forced Isaac Williams to ground into a double play to end the inning and set things up for the Spikes' heroics in the ninth, aided and abetted by a key Mahoning Valley error. Scrappers are errorless tonight, or today, I should say. Spikes do have one miscue on their ledger. And Zach Ketterman leads it off for Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the eighth. And the pitch outside deflects off the mitt of Manny Jackson to the backstop. No other changes defensively. Again, Kyle Russell entering the game at second base last inning. Austin Roccaforte entering in left field. Otherwise, the defense has remained unchanged since the start. Pitch upstairs for a ball. 2-0 the count to Ketterman. Ketterman 1-for-2 officially, fouled out in the second inning, singled and scored in the fourth, walked and stole a base in the sixth. The 2-0, that's fouled off the netting behind home. 2-1 the count. Underway between Frederick and Williamsport at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. They just got underway. Top of the first inning scoreless there on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. West Virginia and Trenton will begin at 5 p.m. 2-1. Foul tip into the mitt. 2-2. Of course, the Spikes will have two Sunday home games remaining, both Sunday fun days of the ballpark with a pregame catch on the field. Postgame kids run the bases, as with every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday home game presented by Mount Nittany Health. 2-2. Lifted in the air, left field, Roccaforte coming in, and he will take charge and make the catch for the first out. But back home Tuesday night, 6:35, a Walking Taco Tuesday with half-price walking tacos, which according to our scientific survey with our friends at 93.7 3WZ is the most popular Spikes food item at the ballpark. And you can get them half price all game long at Salsa on the third base side. You can also enjoy half price Miller Lite and Coors Light drafts from 5:30 to 7:30 on Tuesday. Here's the first pitch to Isaac Williams, swing and a miss. And Williams bounced into a double play against Caraway last night. In today's game, he is 1-for-3, RBI single in the fourth, part of the Mahoning Valley hit parade that really gave the Scrappers total control of this one, the 0-1. That's in the dirt, blocked by Jackson. Ball one. five straight hits to begin an inning, and four of those batters eventually scored. Took a 3-1 game, made it 7-1. It's been that way ever since. One ball and one strike to Williams. Carraway gets the sign from Jackson. Sets. And the pitch. There's a sharp grounder to the left side into left field, a base hit. T.J. Pound dove after it, but to no avail as Isaac Williams collects his second hit tonight, the 10th of the game for the Scrappers, but their first since that five-hit flurry in the fourth. So with a runner on and one out, Jake Sukata comes to the plate, left-handed hitting second baseman, 1-for-3. A single in the fourth, sandwiched in between a ground out and a strikeout. Carraway sets at the belt. Dalen delivers. And that is lifted in the air, left field. Rocaforte ranging toward left. He won't be able to get to it. Drops just shy of the dirt in fair territory down the left field line. And Williams moves up to second as Sukata delivers his second hit, and the Scrappers 11th. Now with first and second, one out, here is Matt Rivera, the catcher, 1-for-2. Flied out to right field in the third, a two-run single in the fourth, probably the key hit of that four-run inning, five-hit inning for the Scrappers, and a walk in the sixth. Carraway out of the stretch. Runners moving off first and second, but they aren't taking off for the next base. The pitch homeward is low for ball one. Spikes and Scrappers will next meet August 1st in Medler Field at Lebrano Park. It'll be a return trip for the Spikes here to Eastwood Field August 12th through the 14th. That'll be one of those Monday games. All three Mondays the Spikes are playing this year are on the road, but there are a couple of Monday games mixed in to the second half schedule. It's not the automatic off day that it is in the first half schedule. 2-0. Chopper foul down the third baseline. Of course, several Mondays are off days, including tomorrow across the MLB Draft League. And with the opening four games out of the way, it'll be a good time for the rosters to reset, coaches to evaluate what they've seen in the first four games, see where maybe new players will be added over the course of this week. Give the pitching staffs a much-needed day of rest. The 2-1. Chopper foul, third base side, 2-2. Now the flags have barely moved throughout the game. There's been hardly any wind to speak of today. We were at 80 degrees of game time. Temperature's only barely risen. It's now at 81. Real field just a few ticks higher than that. 2-2 count. Pitch in tight. Rivera turns away. It's ball three. We are in the bottom of the eighth inning. Mahoning Valley leading State College 7-1. Austin Ball knocks Preston Caleb Hill due up for the Spikes. We scored a total of 11 ninth-inning runs in this series so far, so don't go away. Runners go on the 3-2, swing and a foul tip into the mitt. Strike three. Manny Jackson rose to throw, but he did not release. It will be a double steal for Williams and Sukata, both getting credit for a stolen base, but Rivera down on strikes. It's Dalen Carraway's first K of the afternoon, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. And Jake Allgaier now the batter, 1-for-4 with a single today. Second and third, two down. The pitch that is in the dirt, but blocked well by Jackson. Ball one. Manny out of Norfolk State. Of course, he played along with Cam Buford in that HBCU Swingman Classic two Fridays ago as part of the MLB All-Star festivities down in Arlington. 1-0 the count, the pitch. That's outside for ball two. And both guys performed very well in that game. It was the National League versus the American League. Buford playing on the National League side won the T-Mobile Impact Award as well. At the game, grounder down first. Diving stop by a ball. He'll flip to Caraway, coming over to cover. The pitcher steps on the bag ahead of Allgaier. And the inning is over. Stellar defensive play. Manny Jackson, meanwhile, contributing a double in a 1-for-2 performance in that game, knocking in a run as well. But two hits, two runners left on for Mahoning Valley in the eighth. Last chance for the Spikes in the ninth. Ball, Preston Hill, due up. 7-1 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes games have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here in the ninth inning, it is 7-1 Mahoning Valley leading State College with the Spikes with one more opportunity. Again, they've scored 11 runs in the ninth inning over the previous three games here at Eastwood Field. But here in the finale of this four-game set, Sung-Kyung Kim, the right-hander also out of South Korea and the Samsung Lions of the Korean Baseball Organization, on for his second inning of work. He allowed one run on three hits in finishing out the game Friday night. It was not a save situation. Came in with a four-run lead. Did record two strikeouts in the game. 21 pitches, 13 of them for strikes. This also will not be a save situation with a six-run cushion. It has to be three or less runs when pitching an inning or more to earn credit for the save. And you can't pitch yourself into a save either. Although an ensuing relief pitcher may find themselves in a save situation. Miles Helms right now is poised to be the pitcher of record for Mahoning Valley and earn the win. Jackie Robinson, as it stands, is the pitcher of record for the Spikes. And do want to mention Dalen Caraway, a scoreless eighth inning once again. He gave up two hits. He struck out one. Well, the Spikes would love to put Dalen in a similar position as he was in last night, where he pitched a scoreless eighth and ended up the winner in the game, as the Spikes scored five runs in the ninth inning to win it 6-2. They're down six now. But it'll be Austin Ball, Knox Preston, Caleb Hill starting things off. Ball's the man who led off the ninth inning rally last night with a walk. He has received two bases on balls today. He is 0-1 with a ground out officially. And Kim's first pitch of the day is outside for a ball, 1-0. Joey Butts did not allow a hit in four innings. He did yield one run on four walks. Two strikeouts, but the starter must go five innings in the MLB Draft League, first half or second half, to earn credit for the victory. The 1-0 fouled away left side, 1-1 the count. And that's certainly the case in a situation where a team takes the lead and holds onto it throughout the game, as the Scrappers have in this one. In fact, Sikkim Spikes have only led for one half inning in this series. 1-1. That is outside for a ball, 2-1 the count. There have been occasions where Spikes have been tied. In fact, frequent occasions, but Mahoning Valley has been the first team to take the lead in all four games of this set. Pitch is down and in for a ball, 3-1. Kim looks in to Matt Rivera, who stays as the catcher. No other defensive changes for Mahoning Valley. And the 3-1. Upstairs, ball four, and Austin Ball receives his third walk of the day. Again, when your first swing against the team goes into the right field bullpen and you collect three hits and knock in three runs your very first time up, you're going to pitch around them if you can. That's five walks and a double, plus an RBI for Austin Ball since that impactful game on Thursday. Now with the leadoff man on, here's Knox Preston, 0-for-1 with a walk and a sacrifice bunt. Fly out to right last time up, and the pitch. Fouled away, first base side, 0-1 the count. Caleb Hill waits on deck. TJ Pound would follow, and then Kyle Russell would get a shot at the plate here in this one if it can get that far. Set by Kim, and the 0-1. Up and in, ball one. And the Scrappers have had some difficulty finishing off games. Thursday, it was Jerry Burkett running into trouble in the ninth, ended up giving up five runs in that ninth inning, but his team already held a 16-3 lead. For Jonathan Martinez finished it off. Oh, the 1-1 to Preston, called strike on the outer edge. 1-2 the count. Then in the ninth inning on Friday, it was a 5-1 game, but the Spikes able to notch a run and bring the tying run to the plate in Cooper Hext, but a caught stealing ended the game. 1-2. Kim taking his time, now delivers. That's fouled away first base side. Pitch timer is 20 seconds, and pitcher can just stand there with the baseball if there's still time remaining. And Kim adapting to the American game. Obviously, he'll adapt to the professional pitch timer as well. The collegiate pitch timer rules are in force here in the MLB Draft League in both halves of the season, with 20 seconds per pitch, somewhat less stringent than the rules in the MLB book. The pitch bounced foul, third base side. Of course, even in single A, double A, and triple A, even less time when there's no runners on base. 14 seconds as opposed to 15 in the major league ranks. The 1-2. In tight for a ball, 2-2. And, of course, last night, talking about the troubles closing out the game, Spikes were down a run but able to score five to win it. Costly error opened the door, and the Spikes plowed right through. 2-2 to Preston. Bounces in and bounces away all the way up and almost into the Mahoning Valley dugout. Ricochets off the front wall. Ball moves to second. That'll be a wild pitch. And it's now a full count to Knox Preston. And had that gone into the Mahoning Valley dugout, that would have been an extra base for Ball. But he'll stay at second. Still a long road to hoe for the Spikes, but as long as you still have outs to use, you still got life. And the Spikes have three of them as of now. Payoff pitch to Preston. Fastball outside, ball four. And Knox works a walk, so now back-to-back bases on balls to start the ninth inning. And here's Caleb Hill. The right fielder 0-for-2 with a sacrifice fly today that has plated the Spikes' lone run to this point. But it ain't over till it's over. The Spikes have certainly battled till the end under the tutelage of Tim Battle. And the pitch to Hill. Grounder on to short. Charging in. Allgaier gloves it. Throw to second for one. That's all they'll get. Sakata whirled to first, then back to third to see if Ball overran the bag. But Austin taking caution here, knowing outs are at a premium. It's a 6-4 put out to erase Preston at second. Hill on at first via the fielder's choice. Spikes down to their last two outs now with T.J. Pound at the plate. 0-for-3 in this game. started at shortstop today. He, Grant Norris, Kyle Russell have been basically trading the middle infield positions amongst themselves through the first four games of the second half. A pitch swung on and missed. 0-1 the count. And that one is fouled away, first base side, 0-2. Now Kyle Russell does await in the on-deck circle. It appears he'll get an opportunity at the plate in this one. Hill leads off first, Ball leads off third. Kim comes set at the belt. And the right-hander with the 0-2. Breaking ball, lined, fair ball down the left field line. Ball will come in to score. Around second is Hill. He'll make it to third. And settling into second with an RBI double is T.J. Pound. It's a 7-2 ball game. The Spikes still alive here in the ninth. T.J. Pound with his first extra base hit as a Spike. And now a pair of runners in scoring position with one out for Kyle Russell. Russell was 0-2 last night, came in midway through the game on Friday, and was 0-2, seeking his first hit as a Spike. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1. I think not that Sung Kyung Kim was playing around, but even if he was, he's done now. He wants to finish this off for Mahoning Valley, but Spikes will keep battling. Kim with the 0-1. Has a breaking ball low, 1-1 the count. Spikes now with four hits as a team. Half of them have been for extra bases as Manny Jackson joining Pound with a double apiece. Grant Norris and Austin Rocaforte, the other two hits for the Spikes. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Went after the fastball down in the zone. And it's 1-2. Kyle Russell out of Washington State, a native of Tacoma. Had a good season for the Cougars. Now joining the Spikes. And the 1-2. Bouncer right back at Kim. He's got a runner hung up between third and home, but turns toward first instead. Hill did a nice job not venturing too far from third as he saw that the ball went right back to the pitcher. And Kim just takes the out at first, 1-3. So Hill stays at third, Pound stays at second. And there's two away as the Spikes down to their last chance with Manny Jackson. Manny laced a line out to right in the third inning, then doubled in the fifth. And then a chop around in front of the plate fielded by the catcher in the seventh. Now the pitch, and Manny fouls this one back, deflects off the sweet level, right back to a fan in the about 10 rows below it. 0-1 the count, but Manny Jackson really, in this game, has hit everything pretty much hard except for just barely making contact with that ball that trickled out in front of the plate. That pitch in tight, 1-1. He's been working a lot with Tim Battle and with Darnell Sweeney before Darnell departed to join the Phillies organization as a hitting instructor. An appointment made during the time in between the first and second halves of the season. But we're seeing the results of that work right now. And Manny Jackson, you can see so many of those tools that he has. And just with a little more development on the swing, I mean, he's got the power. We've seen him hit two homers, knock in 10 runs. It's just consistent, being consistent with the swing plane. Here's the 1-2. Fouled away third base side. Spikes down to their last strike. Trailing 7-2 here in the top of the ninth. Runners on second and third with two gone. They're almost all standing in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Spikes relievers leaning on the four-foot-high wall in front of their bullpen and left. Here's the 1-2. And Jackson with a sharp grounder first, knocked down by Lee. He'll pick it up himself, and the first baseman wins the race to the bag and ends the game. The final today, Mahoning Valley 7, State College 2. We'll wrap things up from Eastwood Field in just a few moments on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Just for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Back here at Eastwood Field, Joe Putnam along with you as in the finale of this four-game second-half opening series, Mahoning Valley takes the victory over the State College Spikes 7-2. So the Scrappers take 3 of 4 to open up the second half. But the Spikes are back to home sweet home on Tuesday night, 6:35 p.m. game time against the Frederick Keys. Starting off a big week at the ballpark, you've got Walking Taco Tuesday, Festivus in July, Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, Super Splash Day, Christmas in July, and, of course, Thirsty Thursday, along with Paint the Park Pink on Saturday, and fireworks after the game as well. Scout Night and Penns Valley Community Night all coming up this week. Tickets are available now at statecollegespikes.com. Final game totals for this one. The Spikes, 2 runs on 4 hits, 1 error, 7 runners left on base. The Scrappers, 7 runs on 11 hits, no errors, and 6 runners left on base. Miles Helms will be the winning pitcher. He's now 1-0 on the year. Jackie Robinson takes the loss. The left-hander now 0-1. Time of the game, 2 hours and 25 minutes here at Eastwood Field this afternoon. So the Spikes will look to retool. They'll add some more players this week, but, of course, plenty of familiar faces. 4 returnees from the second half, 3 who have had success on the Medler Field at LeBron O. Park surface as members of the Penn State Nittany Lions as well, and so many great things ahead for the State College Spikes in the second half of the 2024 home schedule. Don't miss out. 6 fireworks shows, 2 more Bark in the Park nights, and so much more coming up all throughout the second half, the latter part of July into August, and, yes, the first week of September as well. So the final today, Mahoning Valley 7, State College 2. Steve Jones will be back with us on Tuesday night as Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Nittany Health, gets things started at approximately 6:10 p.m. And, of course, the Spikes take on the Frederick Keys at 6:35 for Walking Taco Tuesday. Tickets available now at State College Spikes. com. I'm Joe Putnam. Thanks so much for joining us today here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.